Welcome to the deep dive. Thinking about a golf trip to, well, beautiful South Africa, and maybe wondering how on earth you get your clubs there without hassle.
Then you are definitely in the right place. We've dug into a really solid South African guide on this exact topic.
Yep. And the aim here is simple. Cut through the noise, give you the practical stuff you need for a smooth golfing adventure over there.
Exactly. Forget spending hours searching. Consider this your focused briefing, our mission. Equip you with the real-world tips so you can focus on, those amazing courses, not the baggage carousel drama.
Okay, let's tee off. First things first, the golf bag itself. The guide lays out the main options.
Right, so you've got your stand bags, cart bags, and travel bags. But the key takeaway here, especially for South Africa, isn't just listing them. It's really emphasizing why a dedicated travel bag is, well, pretty much essential.
Because air travel is tough on gear.
Exactly. Stand bags are great for walking, cart bags for riding, obviously. But flights, transfers, maybe different types of transport in SA, you need that protection. A proper travel bag gives you that robust shield.
Makes sense. The guide also kind of hints that the varied conditions there, coast, inland, different weather, also argue for something sturdy.
Yeah, that's a subtle but important point. It's not just the flight, it's the whole journey. So the guide suggests checking out reputable brands, in local SA shops or online.
Anything specific about South African brands? Are they maybe better suited?
Well, the guide implies that some local brands might be particularly designed for those conditions. Maybe better waterproofing for those high-veld thunderstorms or tougher materials for dustier spots. Worth looking beyond the big international names, maybe.
Okay. And choosing depends on your style too, right? Minimalist or pack everything golfer.
Totally. And your itinerary. Are you staying put or hopping between courses? A multi-stop trip probably needs a tougher, maybe slightly bigger bag. Whereas if you're just at one resort.
Right, less handling involved. Okay, bag chosen. Now, the airlines, always a fun topic.
Ah, yes. The rules. The guide stresses checking. Because while, say, 23 kilos is often the standard checked limit, sports equipment?
Yeah.
That can be different.
So golf bags aren't always treated like a regular suitcase.
Not always. There might be specific size limits or handling fees or just procedures you need to know about. Assuming it's standard is risky.
So check the airline website. It's not just boilerplate advice.
Absolutely critical reconnaissance. Yeah, don't guess.
What about smaller flights within South Africa, those little regional jets?
Question. Your clubs will still be checked baggage, not carry-on. But yeah, the guide sort of reminds you that cargo space on smaller planes can be tighter, so maybe lean towards a lighter travel bag if you've got internal flights planned.
And the rental car connection.
Yes. Thinking ahead about whether your chosen travel bag will actually fit in the boot or trunk of your rental car. People forget that step. You don't want that surprise at the airport rental desk.
Definitely not. Okay, so durability. South Africa's courses are diverse, stunning locations. That must impact the bag choice, too.
Precisely. The guide links durability directly to the South African context. Think about exposure, sun, maybe rain, dust, different transport, general handling. It all adds up.
So what should people look for, material-wise?
High quality stuff. Reinforced nylon, maybe canvas. Strong stitching is vital. Heavy duty zippers, nothing worse than a busted zipper on tour. And water resistant fabric is a huge plus.
And inside the bag, protecting the clubs themselves.
Padded dividers are key. They stop the clubs clanging together. And the guide points out good internal organization helps distribute weight, makes the bag more stable, less likely to get damaged when thrown around.
Makes sense. And for ultimate protection.
Yeah, consider travel cover. Or even a hard case. You can find these in South African golf shops because that extra layer against impacts and, the elements. Worth it if you love your clubs.
Okay, protection is vital, but let's be real, cost matters too.
Always. The guide acknowledges there's a range of prices in SA retail, but it cleverly pushes you to think about value, not just the lowest price tag.
Meaning.
Meaning way up the durability we just talked about, the features enough pockets, easy to carry. And really important, the warranty. A longer warranty often means the brand backs its quality.
Good point. A cheap bag falling apart after one trip is no bargain at all. The guide also mentions sales and reviews.
Yep. Keep an eye out for seasonal sales, maybe around big SA golf tournaments. And customer reviews are gold. Real-world feedback on how a bag actually holds up during travel.
Right. Now, a slightly lighter topic, the guide mentions style. making your bag your own.
Yeah, and it's not just vanity. Making your bag easy to spot on that luggage carousel can be surprisingly useful. Saves time, prevents grabbing the wrong one.
True. So colors, logos.
Exactly. Lots of brands offer customization. And the guide suggests South African shops have a good mix, from like classic leather looks to really modern bright designs. So you can find something that suits you and stands out.
Nice. Okay, let's get practical. Packing tips. The guide has some expert advice here. First up, taking clubs apart.
Yeah, if you can. Especially drivers with removable heads. Store the head separately, maybe wrapped in a towel. It just reduces the risk of snapping the shaft, which is, you know, the nightmare scenario. Tighten any adjustable bits too.
And arranging them in the bag.
Think structure. Longest clubs driver, woods go at the back, usually the spine area of the bag. Shorter irons and wedges towards the front. The absolute key, the guide says, is avoiding club heads banging directly against each other. That's how you get scratches and dings.
Okay, like building a stable structure inside. What about extra padding?
Head covers are essential, obviously. But shaft protectors, those simple sleeves, add another layer against bending. And here's a great tip from the guide. Use soft stuff like towels, maybe golf shirts, your rain gear, to fill empty spaces.
Ah, clever. Creates padding and stops them rattling.
Exactly. Especially on those sometimes bumpy rides on baggage carts at airports. Keeps everything snug.
And organizing the other gear. Shoes. Gloves.
Efficiency helps protection and convenience. The guide suggests grouping clubs, woods together, irons together. Makes finding things easier later. And stack heavier stuff like shoes towards the bottom. Helps with balance. Stops the bag being top heavy.
Smart. Okay, we touched on airline rules, but it's worth hammering home.
Absolutely. The guide revisits it because it's that important. It's not one rule fits all. Every airline flying to or within SA can have its own quirks for sports gear.
Bro.
Relying on memory or guesswork is risky.
So, bottom line, how do you find the actual rules?
Go direct. The guide is clear. Check the specific airline's website. Or call their customer service. Don't assume anything based on past trips or other carriers. Knowing the exact rules up front saves potential fees and, crucially, hassle.
Right. Okay. Packed like a pro. Airline homework done. Booking the flights. Any South African specifics?
Well, the guide mentions major local carriers like South African Airways. Though, important note, Mango and Kulula mentioned in some older guides aren't currently operating. So check who is flying your route.
Good point. Things change. But the main thing is...
policies differ, even between airlines operating within SA. One might be fine with your bag weight. Another might charge extra. So again, verify directly with the airline you plan to book with.
Compare policies when comparing prices, essentially.
Yes. The guide implicitly suggests that. Factor in potential bag fees when looking at the total flight cost.
And those potential extra fees, how common are they?
Pretty common if you exceed the weight or size limits. The guide warns they can vary quite a bit between airlines and SA. So that advice about packing light and using a lighter travel bag, it helps your wallet too.
Okay, any clever booking strategies for golfers?
The guide suggests using comparison sites, but try to filter or check for their specific sports baggage policies. Some sites are better at that than others.
What about timing?
Yeah, consider off-peak travel. Fewer crowds, maybe slightly lower fares overall, which can help absorb any extra baggage cost. And look for packages, flight plus car rental deals, can sometimes be good value for golfers.
Makes sense. Okay, you've landed. Need wheels. Rental cars in South Africa.
The guide lists the big names, Avis, Hertz, Budget. They're widely available. Going with established players often means more choice and better support if something goes wrong.
What should you look for besides just the price?
Check recent reviews, especially from other travelers, maybe even golfers if you can find them. See if they mention any specific deals for golfers, maybe GPS included or guarantees on boot space. And definitely book ahead, especially during peak season.
Crucial. And the vehicle itself, size matters, right?
Oh, hugely. The guide really hammers this home. Don't just think passengers, think luggage, especially your golf bag. A small, compact car might seem cheap, but your clubs might not fit. Especially if there's more than one set.
So verify boot dimensions or capacity?
Absolutely. Okay. Don't just assume an SUV is big enough. Check the specs if you can. And remember, if you're bringing a trolley, that needs space too.
Good reminder. Insurance for the rental.
Important stuff. Understand the collision damage waivers, CDW, and theft protection the rental company offers. But here's a smart tip from the guide. Check your personal car insurance and your credit card benefits first.
Ah, you might already have coverage.
Exactly. You might be covered for rental cars already, which could save you paying extra for the rental company's insurance. Worth checking.
Definitely. Okay, the best part, hitting the courses. South Africa has some legendary ones.
It really does. The guide highlights a few icons: Fancourt in George, multiple amazing courses, incredible mountain views, Gary Player Country Club at Sun City, famously tough, always immaculate, Arabella near Cape Town, stunning coastal vistas.
Wow, sounds amazing. But the guide reminds you to be prepared for different conditions.
Yeah, South Africa's geography is diverse. Coastal courses might be windy, inland courses can get hot, terrain varies. Be ready for different types of golf.
And playing somewhere new means understanding local ways, etiquette.
Absolutely key. The guide stresses the basics. Keep quiet during swings. Repair your pitch marks and divots. Know the dress code. Standard stuff, but always important. And definitely check for any specific local rules posted at the course.
Where do you find those?
Usually on the scorecard or posted in the clubhouse or near the first tee. Take a minute to read them. And the guide suggests interacting with local golfers.
Get some insider tips.
Exactly. They know the course, how holes play, maybe tricky greens. Plus, it's just part of the experience, isn't it? Chatting with locals.
For sure. Any other ways to tap into local knowledge?
The guide mentions looking at local golf forums online, or maybe Facebook groups. Great places for up-to-date course conditions, tips, maybe even finding playing partners or hidden gem recommendations.
Good idea. Now, what if hauling clubs through airports just sounds like too much hassle? Shipping.
That's an option, yes. The guide mentions dedicated services like ShipStix operate in South Africa. The big plus: convenience. No lugging oversized bags through terminals.
How does it work generally?
You arrange pickup from your home, they ship it directly to your hotel or the course in SA, and usually they deliver it back home afterwards. They provide tracking, which is good.
Sounds easy. Downside.
Cost, potentially. And timing. You need to compare prices from different shippers. And the guide makes a crucial point: factor in the shipping time carefully. You need your clubs to arrive before your first tee time.
Right. Can't play without them. What about protection during shipping? Insurance.
Essential. The guide stresses this: make sure you get adequate insurance cover for loss or damage in transit. Reputable shippers offer this. And again, tracking gives you peace of mind.
Okay, we've covered a ton. The guide has a useful FAQ section. Let's quickly run through some common questions. Carry clubs onto a South African flight?
Almost certainly no. They need to be checked baggage. Double check with your airline, but that's the standard rule.
Typical cost to fly with them?
Ballpark. Expect extra fees if they're over the standard weight or size. Budget maybe 300 to 800 rand, but it really varies by airline. So check.
Best way to protect clubs in transit?
Good padded travel bag. Head covers on. Use towels or clothes inside to stop them moving around. Secure everything well.
Best rental car type for golfers?
SUVs or maybe minivans usually have the best boot space, but always verify.
Can you ship clubs right to your hotel in SA?
Yep, totally possible. Just let the hotel know they're coming, coordinate with them.
What if clubs get lost? Panic.
Don't panic, but act fast. Report it immediately to the airline or shipper. File a claim. This is where having insurance is absolutely vital.
Is a proper travel bag really worth the money?
Yes, definitely. The protection and features designed for travel make a huge difference. It's a good investment.
How early should you get to the airport with clubs?
Give yourself extra time, at least 2 hours before your flight, maybe a bit more, just in case there are special oversized baggage procedures.
Golf balls and carry-on, okay.
Usually, yes. But like everything, a quick check of the airline's latest rules won't hurt. They're small, dense items.
Best time to book flights for a South African golf trip? Maybe save some money.
Off-peak seasons generally, or flying midweek rather than weekends, often means lower fares and bonus less crowded courses, maybe.
Right then. So wrapping up this deep dive, it really boils down to planning, doesn't it? Choosing the right bag, knowing the rules airline or shipping, packing smart, booking flights and cars with your gear in mind.
And embracing the local golf scene when you get there. Yeah, nail those preparations and you're setting yourself up for an incredible trip.
With these insights, you should be well equipped to plan a fantastic, smooth golfing adventure in beautiful South Africa.
Absolutely. We hope it's unforgettable.
So here's something to ponder as you plan. South Africa offers such varied golfing landscapes, right? From coastal links maybe to parkland courses further inland. Which type of region are you most excited to play first? And thinking about it, how might the specific challenges of those courses actually influence what clubs or even what extra gear you decide to pack? Something to mull over. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
See you next time.